From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, March 16th. Coming up, we'll learn more about a new program designed to make a Champaign-Urbana neighborhood safer by giving residents safety items like yard lights and video doorbells. But first, these headlines. The field of Republican candidates angling to take on Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker is beginning to take shape. Dave McKinney has more.
Monday was the State Board of Elections deadline to file paperwork for a spot on the June 28th primary ballot for governor. On the GOP side, eight Republicans have thrown their hats in the ring, including downstate venture capitalist Jesse Sullivan. Also filing were Country Club Hills resident Keisha Smith and Hazelcrest resident Max Solomon. They joined State Senator Darren Bailey, Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin, businessman Gary Rabine, former State Senator Paul Schimpf, and Wheaton resident Emily Johnson. Johnson is heading a slate that embraces discredited election fraud conspiracies. Pritzker's only potential primary opponent is Westside nurse Beverly Miles. The deadline to try knocking any of these candidates off the ballot is next Monday.
That was Dave McKinney reporting. Farmers markets are traditionally where most local food producers have sold their goods. But as Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, farmers are increasingly selling their products online.
When the pandemic first hit, Maureen Schletzbaum had to figure out a way to sell her produce while avoiding human contact. She and her daughter run Straw Hat Farms in Pleasantville, Iowa. They were one of many local farmers who turned to e-commerce. Schletzbaum says it's been successful and that selling online is easier for her than attending her local farmer's market.
You don't know how much produce you need to take, and you have to load everything the night before, and you have to get there and set up and all that. So this is a great advantage.
She says she plans to continue selling online even after the pandemic. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
27 families are suing the state of Illinois over a COVID-19 outbreak at the state-run Veterans Home in LaSalle. The outbreak claimed the lives of 36 residents in late 2020. The recently filed lawsuits allege that the deaths are the result of the state's failure to follow basic COVID-19 protocols. Laura Lundquist-Schuler is the daughter of a Korean War Navy veteran who died during the outbreak. She says she hopes her lawsuit will hold the state accountable.
As I grieve the loss of my father, then have to deal with the fact that it was the result of negligence, that will never sink in.
A spokeswoman for the Illinois Attorney General did not immediately respond to a request to comment on the cases. Still to come, we'll learn more about a program being implemented in Champaign's Garden Hills community to keep residents safe. That's next on 217 Today.
Wildlife cameraman Gordon Buchanan and a team of pioneering animal scientists return for the nature series Animals with Cameras, Season 2. The animals themselves do the filming. This season, we get a fruit bat's perspective as it flies above an Australian cityscape, elephant seal pups play in the ocean, and tiger sharks dive 500 feet in a coral reef. Stream all the episodes and other breathtaking nature documentaries with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. The Champaign City Council is working to bring new safety features to the Garden Hills neighborhood in the city's north end. The Modified Safety Lighting Energy Efficiency Program, known by the acronym SLEEP, is an update to a program launched in 2019. Neighborhood Programs Manager Jennifer Carlson says the SLEEP program will bring additional safety to a Champaign neighborhood that has experienced increased gun violence. She spoke with Sydney Wood of the Illinois Student Newsroom.
So the SLEEP program is a new initiative to improve lighting and safety in the Garden Hills neighborhood. Our goal is to install video doorbells, yard pole lights, and entry point lighting, which would include lights at the exterior of the house by the front door, the back door, and the garage, at 900 homes in Garden Hills, hoping that together we'll make a great impact on improving lighting, and safety in the neighborhood.
The city provided $2 million to install these lights and doorbells in Garden Hills. So why did the city see a need for these lighting and safety features?
The reason that the initiative is even taking place is due to, it's kind of a part of a bigger project. There's a strategic neighborhood action plan for Garden Hills that addresses many different concerns in the neighborhood: draining, sidewalks, lighting, and safety. And so the Garden Hills Sleep Program is really just one component of a much larger plan to address the needs of Garden Hills. So there are concerns about safety in the neighborhood. There are concerns about crime and gun violence. So this program specifically helps to light up around people's homes and provide a video doorbell camera to each of the households at no cost to help maybe prevent a crime from happening or be able to recognize when one has and share that footage. So it's really a piece of a much larger action plan that we're implementing right here with the Sleep Program.
How is this program different from the old program that started back in 2019?
Excellent question. Well, it's a simpler time here. It's an enrollment, not an application. So number one, you don't have to meet any requirements to be in the program other than you need to live in the boundaries of Garden Hills, and it needs to be a single family home or a duplex. That's the only requirement to be eligible for this program. With our other full sleep program, households had to be determined eligible based off of federal guidelines from HUD. So they had to provide their income information, and we had to determine that they met requirements to be eligible. Whereas this program is going to be very simple, easy enrollment process. It's a much smaller program. And hopefully, the households will find that it's, really easy to enroll. Not that the other sleep program was complicated, but there was more to get approved.
Has the enrollment for this program started?
Right now, we're currently in the hiring process. We're not quite at the point where we're taking folks' information, but right now, if somebody were to call, we would absolutely, take their information down and get back in touch with them.
And what does the city hope that the sleep program will do for the Garden Hills neighborhood?
Light it up and make it safer. It's that simple. We want people to be able to see what's going on in front of their homes. And we want people to have access to video doorbell if they so choose.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 70 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKenney, Dana Cronin, Hannah Ferris, and Sydney Wood. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.